WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new album of 18th century flute quartets played on original instruments by the Mannheim Quartet. Lloyd says this was music for light entertainment.
In the mid-18th century, one of the great musical centers was the German city of Mannheim. The court orchestra there was probably the most brilliant in Europe. Mozart visited Mannheim in 1777, part of a European tour with his mother that ended in Paris. He was 21, and his 4.5-month stay in Mannheim was a major turning point in his life. It's where he met and fell in love with the 15-year-old soprano Aloysia Weber. 5 years later, he married her younger sister, Constanze. And the virtuosity of the Mannheim musicians was a profound influence on his musical style. He composed some impressive pieces there, including 7 violin sonatas and his first 2 mature piano sonatas. Mannheim was also a flute-making center, so it's not surprising that Mozart composed 2 flute concertos there and 3 flute quartets, all commissioned by a Dutch officer named De Jonge. If I were an early instrument ensemble for flute and strings, I might call myself the Mannheim Quartet, which is exactly what flutist Douglas Worthen, violinist Julie Levin, violist Anne Black, and cellist Joan Esch did when they joined forces in 1987. Titanic Records has just released their first recording, and appropriately enough, it begins with a gracious performance of Mozart's C major flute quartet. Mozart was impatient with these flute commissions, and he once wrote to his father that the flute was an instrument he couldn't abide. But that was Mozart's problem. The quartet on this recording by the Mannheim Quartet is a beautifully made piece in 2 movements. In fact, the second movement, a set of variations marked andantino, Mozart used again nearly 4 years later in the variations movement of his magnificent serenade for 13 wind instruments, none of which was a flute. That masterpiece was written for the court orchestra of Munich, which consisted of the same virtuoso players as the Mannheim Orchestra. They had all moved to Munich when the Prince Elector, Karl Theodor, became Elector of Bavaria. Here's the lovely 5th variation, Adagio.
Thank you.
The early instruments played by the Mannheim Quartet give the Mozart and the other 18th century flute quartets on this recording by Pleyel, Viotti, and Haydn a gentle, soft-focused sound that's more intimate than the more brilliant sound of modern instruments. Douglas Worthen's 8-key boxwood and ivory flute was made in London in 1804 by George Astor, who had moved there 22 years earlier from, where else, Mannheim. George's brother, John Jacob Astor, gave up flute making in 1797 for fur trading in America. I wonder what ever happened to him. The program booklet includes a picture of Worthen's flute and the other instruments. There's no picture of the players, though. I think one of the problems of the early music movement is that the instruments sometimes seem more important than the players or the music. And with such fine musicians as these, that's a distinct disservice.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix.